Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings our chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of Zion. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. If anyone has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor. He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord. Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you may know that I had a birthday last week. A psychologist that I know says that we all carry around an image of ourselves as we were in our 20s. In my case, I had dark hair, I'm not overweight, and I have lots of energy. And then we look into a mirror, and reality faces us. Now, of course, none of you know what I'm talking about. One of the dangers of getting old is the feeling that we've seen it all. It's the same old, same old. And we may even begin to think of God that way. I thought of that when I considered the scriptures appointed for this Sunday. The prophet Isaiah hears God say, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing." And he goes on to say that he will care for his chosen people, bringing them safely out of exile. I am about to do a new thing. Seems to me that God is always in the business of doing new things, bringing new understandings to us, new insights, new ways of thinking, new realities. This morning's gospel is a case in point. Jesus goes to dinner at the home of his friend Lazarus, the one that he had raised from the dead. And his sisters, Mary and Martha, are there. Martha, of course, serves dinner. Mary, of course, serves Jesus in another way. She anoints his feet with perfume, wipes his feet with her hair. And all of this prefigures his upcoming death and burial. Judas, always Judas, objects at the expense when that money could have been given to the poor. But Jesus says, it's okay. It's okay to be extravagant in this case. You see, God is doing a new thing. In this case, we see the role of women changing. Some scholars believe that Mary and Martha were more than just friends of Jesus. They were, along with the 12 men, the closest followers of Jesus. He went against the societal norms by including them in his inmost circle. Think about it. Women were the first to witness his resurrection. You see, women mattered to the Lord. God was doing a new thing. But of course, because of a male-dominated church, that new thing took a while to happen, like 2,000 years. I remember when a woman couldn't serve on a vestry. Can you believe it? Only in the last 50 years or so have women been ordained in the Episcopal Church. To have a female priest standing at this altar is a new thing. The majority of Christian churches still won't allow this to happen. It illustrates to me our reluctance to let God do a new thing. Isaiah spoke of this when he said, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old." You and I know it well. We prefer to hold on to the old ways and not see God at work in new ways. It's more comfortable not to change. Change involves pain. And of course, we will opt to avoid it. In reading Paul's letter to the Philippians this morning, we are drawn to the inclusiveness of Christianity. Paul writes about his own religious pedigree. He was from the tribe of Benjamin, a favorite of the 12 tribes. He was a Pharisee. He had persecuted this new sect who followed Jesus of Nazareth. He was a traditionalist. He was a conservative. And he knew he was on God's side. And all of that changed when he met Christ. In this passage, he writes about laying his pedigree aside for the value of knowing Christ Jesus. And Paul begins the work of bringing inclusiveness to this young church. Remember this: humans exclude, God includes. God was doing a new thing. But there's a cost to discipleship. When we believe that God is doing a new thing and we act on that belief, it will be costly. And we know that from our own experience in our own church. When we first ordained women, we lost lots of members who just couldn't believe that that was the right thing to do. When we ordained an openly gay man as bishop of the church, we lost lots of members. When our vestry here at St. Thaddeus considered same-sex unions, we lost members. And just this past year, when this church said we would bless the marriage of same-sex couples, we lost members. When we believe that God is doing a new thing and act on that belief, we will find that discipleship is costly. You and I have this wonderful tendency to be so nostalgic about the good old days. It's a natural thing. And we here at St. Thaddeus often play the remember when game. Remember when we had children at St. Thaddeus. Remember when we had young adults. Remember when before so-and-so left. But have you asked yourself the question, what new thing is God doing now? What is God doing in your life now? When you and I gather here Sunday after Sunday to worship, do we expect something to happen in our hearts and in our lives? Are we open to God? Are we open to God? When the celebrant of the Eucharist stands at the altar, she holds her hands up like this. It's called the orans position. Orans is Latin for prayer. And until the 9th century, the whole congregation held up their hands like this. You see what's happening? You are open to God. Not closed, not listless, no longer clenched, but open. Ready to receive the gifts of the Spirit. Try it. Just where you're sitting this morning, try it. It's amazing. Hold your hands up and be open to God. I'm serious. Try it. You see the difference between this and this? Be open. Be open to God. God is doing a new thing in our lives. Do we perceive it? Let us be open to Him. Let us discover what He has in store for us. Remember this. The character of our God has not changed. God's grace and power have sustained us in the past, will see us through the present, and guide us into the future. Be open to what God is doing. Amen.
Please stand with me and let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 326 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being through the Father, through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, He is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on page 328 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in Thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers which we offer unto Thy divine majesty, beseeching Thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all those who do confess Thy holy name may agree in the truth of Thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially George, our bishop, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth Thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer Thy holy sacraments. And to all Thy people give Thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive Thy holy word, truly serving Thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. We beseech Thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, especially Barack, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We remember especially those on our prayer list. We pray for Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Karen, Jeff, Regina, Diane, James, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Debbie, Margaret, LaDonna, Jackie, Laura, Pat, Bobby, Jack, Baylor, Dwayne, Johnny, Shay, Amber, Bob, Randall, Ed, Margaret, Don, Glenn, Bill. Are there any additional petitions and thanksgivings? We pray for the members of our armed forces, especially those deployed in harm's way. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of Saint Thaddeus and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men,
we acknowledge that we are our manifold sins and griefs, which we lead to our mountain by our own choices and our Father, who are in thee, against thy will and thy majesty. Lord, be most just to our wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and our heart is sorry.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of His great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto Him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to Him. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with my spirit.
Peace.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a few announcements this morning. Our last Lenten program will be this Tuesday night. We have Eucharist at 6, supper at 6:30, program at 7. This Lenten program has been different from anything we've ever done. And as my wife said, we're having too much fun to be Lent. But we encourage you to come to this, the last one. And I remind the vestry that the vestry will meet in the library at 7:45, right after the program. Sunday after Sunday, during the season of Lent, we are surrounded with some really fine artwork. And if you haven't had a chance to examine these closely, I encourage you to do so. The Stations of the Cross are really well done. And if you would like to come into church sometime when we're not having a service, the liturgy for the Way of the Cross is found on the narthex table. I encourage you to take one, and you can walk the Way of the Cross by yourself. We'll do it on Good Friday. But just remember that, and you begin over here with the first station and conclude over here with the 14th station. But before you leave, if you haven't had a chance, take a look at them. Really well done. Are there any other announcements to be made? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who dost bid thy faithful people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that fervent in prayer and in works of mercy and renewed by thy word and sacraments, they may come to the fullness of grace which thou hast prepared for those who love thee. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we loud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou, of thy tender mercy, didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty with these thy holy gifts, which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that, by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls, and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses through Jesus Christ, our Lord. By whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us.
Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ preserve my soul into everlasting. us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporated in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.